Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal or regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, Starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Thank you. Dr. Bill Deagle, and we are live now. And we have, of course, two guests here. Barry Ferrer will be here for just a few minutes, and a veteran broadcaster, and Dr. Tim Ball. I want to have Barry give us a few minutes here to give us a summary, because my main question with you is an expert on the Bracero program. Barry, I really think that Trump has bad optics in what he's doing now at the border. I think he should have reinstituted Bracero 2 program. And you were one of the main teachers that taught me about this. We had you on about, I think, a couple of years ago. Ah. Oh, Barry's not there. Okay. So we do have Dr. Tim. So, Dr. Tim, let's proceed to talk about your run-in with the IPCC, because you're one of the top climatologists, I think, in the world. I really respect your advice and analysis. And what the IPCC has done with this attorney for 8 years is obscene. Of course, the jurisdiction of British Columbia allowed the suit. Most states in the U.S. and many other countries wouldn't allow it. So tell us what you're going through.
Well, until you push back at government, you have no idea how nasty it can get. And,
right.
Of course, it's not just that you're fighting the politicians. The politicians are not in control at all. It's run by the deep state. The global warming issue is the biggest fake news story in history, run by the bureaucrats at the United Nations. And one of the things that Maurice Strong did when he set it up through the World Meteorological Organization, and that's made up of all the bureaucrats from every national weather office across the world. And so they dictate to the politicians what the policy is going to be on climate.
Right.
And so this is the ultimate deep state control. But as I said, you have no idea how nasty it can get till you push back, because of course they can get you in so many different ways. I think I remember a comment by Senator Schumer that you're going to find out how nasty these people can be, and that's exactly true. And it's not just the legal charges; it's the actual legal claims against you. It's the cost of defending yourself against those things. Most people simply can't afford it. I mean, if Americans can't see what's going on wrong with what's happening with Mueller and what they're doing to Roger Stone and the misuse of the law, it's the end of America if people don't fight back about it. And I hear very few lawyers speaking out about it. But Stone is finding out just how nasty it can be. But most people keep their mouths shut.
I've had him on the show many times, Roger Stone. We've even done videos for
him. Yeah, well, there you go. The minute you get a lawyer's letter, even though that's not a legal document, you know it's going to cost you money.
Well, tell me what you went through, because there's been three lawsuits filed by the same attorney through the IPCC.
Yep.
Now, you know that there is no evidence whatsoever of this climate change garbage they're pushing by what I call AOC,
right,
or Occasional Cortex, and by all these other nutballs in the Democratic Party. I mean, they really are crazy, and they pop their eyes and swing their hands around and say, like, it's like, this is the gospel. If you don't believe me, we won't even have a discussion, because, in fact, there's even people saying now that to have a discussion with someone like yourself or myself that doesn't believe this, remember, I was a charter member of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago, you know, as an oceanographer before I went into medicine, and I respect people like you that look at the data and say, are you crazy? Look at this polar vortex in the coldest day on Earth in Chicago. Are they out of their freaking mind? What the hell?
Well, okay, but just look at that. The word polar vortex is not a scientific term.
No.
It was a term it was created by John Holdren, who was Obama's science czar, and
right,
he used the bully pulpit of the White House to say, oh, there's a polar vortex. This is just a wave in the jet stream called a Rossby wave, which circle around the Earth all the time. And you get to, right now, because the Earth is cooling down, which is another lie they're not, or thing they're not telling you, to protect their lie. But these waves are pushing further north and further south, giving you these colds and warms, and also giving you more droughts and more heavy rainfall.
Right.
But it's perfectly normal. But as I said, Holdren created the term polar vortex. Because
yeah, I know, it's all a lie, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's all a lie.
It sound like it's something
it,
new.
It never occurred. And when I lived in Calgary, for example, we could have a day, any day after Labor Day, you could have it go from 75 degrees to 40 below in 2 days. And that was normal. We always knew that was normal. That's normal. It's called.
Exactly.
They call it.
Bill,
I think we call it the Clipper. You know, we call it the
Alberta Clipper. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this is the boundary. If people think about the world, you've got a dome of cold air over both poles, and then in between it's filled in with warm air. Where that warm air and cold air meet is called the polar front. And that's what we're talking about. If you're on the polar side of it, you're in very cold air, and if you're on the tropical side, you're in warmer air. And as that front moves through you, and what you're talking about in Calgary is exactly that, the fastest temperature change ever recorded, and we know the time because it was done on one of those old, very large rotating drum thermometers with an ink marking the temperature. The temperature changed 27 degrees Celsius in 2 minutes in Spearfish, South Dakota in 1942. And that's normal, but people don't know that. And of course, one of the things that they're doing, Bill, is they're taking normal events and writing them up and as if they are normal. The public don't know they're not normal, so this is how they're getting away with it.
Right.
And it's like with climate change. Yeah, climate changes all the time. Tell me something I don't know. And what I don't know is there's no evidence that the humans are the cause of that climate change. But this is all part of the deception.
Right. Amazing, eh?
It is. As I said, it's the biggest fake news story created by the perpetrators of the biggest fake news in the world, the government. They are the originators of all fake news.
Well, what's amazing to me is they not only try to pretend that they're scientists like these politicians, but they pretend that they have actual data that's verifiable. Now, one of the things that I recently had a talk to a radio network host. I'm not going to mention his name. But you see, people don't like to call into your show, but when you take apart co-hosts or callers that say things that you don't agree with. I said, look, I am a scientist first and a nationalist, because I basically was raised in Canada, U.S., so I'm both a Canadian and American. And I believe if you don't defend the truth in science, what are you doing? Are you just using pseudoscience to defend geopolitical policies, to get control and power over people, and to do horrible things like population reduction or rewilding and so on, when really these are natural events. In fact, every 360 years, there's a cooling period that's well into the books called the Maunder cooling period. We know that. This is science. And when people want to disagree, I say, you can't just say something like it's dogma when it's not.
No, but here's the thing, Bill. We can have a debate on science, and that's healthy. And people can present both sides of the issue. But
but let them present evidence. But exactly, let them present evidence that can be verifiable.
But that's never been allowed. But here's the problem, against the advice of my lawyers in my trial with Andrew Weaver, who is currently the Green Party leader in British Columbia here, in my trial with him, I insisted on putting on the record that my problem wasn't with what he was saying about science. We can debate that. What I was upset about was he was using the science for a political agenda. That is what is wrong. And luckily the judge caught on to that, and that is now in the trial, which I won, by the way. And so this is where the issue is. And this is nothing new, by the way, about using the environment or the green issue for a political agenda. Hitler was one of the first to use it on a global scale. Hitler realized that the people were angry at his attacks on the Jewish people and attacking shops and the brown shirt activities. And so he tried to distract away from that and gain their favor by building the autobahns and the cars so they could get out into the environment and commune with nature. It was a very deliberate policy by Hitler to promote the green and the environment.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he's a green psychopath, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. But the minute he got power, of course, like all of them, he completely abandoned it. And the same was true with Stalin, where he used Lysenko to claim completely fraudulent things with science, but to give his political agenda some legitimacy, they completely distorted the science of it. And, of course, eugenics, as you know, again, that was the Hitler issue. The Mengele trial or experiments and so on. So it's the misuse of science for political agendas that really is the most frightening thing. And the problem is, and this is what I've been battling all along, when science loses its credibility and the environmental issue loses its credibility, because we need an environmental policy, once they lose their credibility, the public will say, we don't believe anything you tell us, and issues won't get dealt with that should get dealt with. These are the problems that we're confronting now.
Well, I'm going to raise a few climate issues I think we need to deal with. I had classified above top secret clearance taking care of employees working at Missile Defense and Space Command. And I also was a civil aviation for years, both in Canada and the United States for decades, taking care of not only the Aurora Space Fleet, but fly at Aurora, Colorado, and put at 40,000 feet drones out to fly up higher altitude. They put nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, alumina. They were actually turning the upper atmosphere into a plasma. So satellite-based systems that were based on the research, the scalar research at the array up in Alaska was extended to satellites. So they could modify climate. They could even trigger off geotectonic events by setting up scalar signals, because each tectonic plate has a harmonic resonant frequency that can actually trigger the muir resistance for the rock face to drop, so they can use it and weaponize the planet. And they can set up torsion fields in space that actually can converge weather systems or disperse them, or set up blocking fronts. And people don't realize, now these maniacs like the Solaren wants to put satellite-based 24/7 solar collectors and then beam the radiation through with high-energy microwave beams or lasers to ground to power places like Northern California. But this company, PG&E, is going bankrupt from an estimated $36.3 billion liability for starting the fires in Northern California. So they're going to go bankrupt and resurrect themselves with Solaren. So what I see is the government and our intel agencies are crazy. They're doing things they have no idea the consequences. They don't know how to interact with the sun or coronal mass ejections or solar winds or anything. And now they're introducing things that we have no freaking idea what they'll do to the planet and the climate, including beam high-energy radiation through microwaves or solar to the ground for solar-based satellite systems like Solaren. What do you think of this? I think it's nuts, don't you?
Well, this is the problem. The argument they make, of course, is that the other nations of the world, like Russia, are doing similar things, so they've got to keep up with that. The second thing is that they can't let you know, because that would then disclose to the enemy what their capabilities are. So they always hide behind this barrier of, we've got to protect you, we've got to save you. And this is the biggest battle that's going on in the world today, the battle between freedom of information and security. And I have long argued that the confusion between secrecy and privacy, which starts with the lawyers, by the way, and I would argue that there should be no privacy and no secrecy, because the only reason that people want privacy is because society stigmatizes or says something they've done, for example, if they get venereal disease, or that society puts a stigma on that, and then they use that to bully you or to embarrass you. And and so if you just say, yeah, I got venereal disease, so what? I've also got an aunt with tuberculosis, you know. But it's because of these uses of weapon thoughts and ideas and conditions as weapons against people that privacy is blocked and secrecy is blocked with governments.
Exactly, and because of I spoke after I worked. It was these private places like Shreve Air Force Base taking care of employees and other classified projects I thought are evil. With the Prophecy Club, I got persecuted by the State Medical Board in Colorado.
Yeah, of course.
All right? Yeah, of course. That's how it works. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, an advanced videotape consultation. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals including pregnenolone and DHA will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. This is NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Okay, the end of February, the last day of February, with another show, an hour or two. Dr. Tim, you have a website called drtimball.com. You made it real simple. You have an academic book and also a 116-page, you know, kind of journalism book that gives all the facts to people. People realize, and you're quoting people like the science advisor for Barack Obama, and the obscenities this man has said are similar to the statements by the teachers' union in 1933 that supported Adolf Hitler. Can you give us some of those quotes? Because people don't realize how freaking bad this is. And when you see the leading super socialist, the eco-green, they call it green contract or green arrangement or whatever, all supporting the Democratic Party. It's right out of the nightmare of Nazism 91 years ago, isn't it?
Exactly. And by the way, if you want a book beyond my own book, which is investigative journalism answering the question that most journalists don't do anymore, who, what, where, when, why, and how, there's a 2005 book titled How Green Were the Nazis? Nature, Environment, and Nation in the Third Reich. Hitler realized that the public were turning off from his message because of the brown shirts and the violence, and so he tried to tone it down by taking on nature, the whole environmental issue, as what he was really all about. And he built the autobahns and the car, the Volkswagen, so that ordinary people could get out in the countryside and learn to appreciate nature. Of course, the minute he got elected, he abandoned all of that. But a couple of quotes from Hitler himself. For example, he said, "Christianity is a rebellion against natural law, a protest against nature."
Really?
That's Hitler. But then the biggest support for Hitler came from the teachers' unions. And the biggest one at that time was National Socialist Teachers Association. And the leader of it, Hans Schemm, said, "National Socialism is politically applied biology." So they're what they're trying to claim is that this political agenda of global governments and national socialism is all part of nature. It's a perfectly natural thing, when in fact it goes completely against that. And you see that in the title of the one world leader that saw what was going on, Václav Klaus. And Klaus was the head of the Czech Republic, and he appeared at the first skeptics conference on climate in New York that I attended, and his opening remark was, "We've just come through 70 years of communism. Why the hell would you want to go back to that?" And of course, that's exactly what's going on with the use of the climate issue. And I direct people to his book, which is a fabulous title. The title of it is Blue Planet in Green Shackles. And then the subtitle of it is What is Endangered, Climate or Freedom? And there he lays it out completely. And of course, that's exactly what's going on now. And Elaine Dewar, who wrote the book Cloak of Green, and Dewar wanted to write a book praising Canadian environmentalists like David Suzuki and Elizabeth May and Morris Strong.
Right.
And the more research she did, the more she discovered they were more corrupt than the people that they were attacking.
Right.
And so she ended up writing a book identifying identifying all of the corruption that they were involved in. And,
wow.
And she spent she spent 5 days at the UN with Maurice Strong, because he was there setting up the whole United Nations Environment Program, Agenda 21, setting it all up there. And she spent 5 days with him. And she said, well, you know, why didn't you do this as a politician? And he said, you can't do anything as a politician. He said, I came to the UN because I can raise all the money I want from whoever I want and appoint anyone I want and control the agenda. And after 5 days with Strong at the UN, Dewar concluded Strong was using the UN as a platform to sell a global environment crisis and the global governance agenda.
Right.
There's the whole story. And of course, Strong died in China. Why did he die in China? Because the U.S. Department of Commerce wanted to put him in jail. Why did they want to put him in jail? Because he and his son, and Kofi Annan, the head of the UN, and his son, made millions off of the oil for food crisis in Iraq. And for people that don't know that or don't remember it, what happened was that Saddam Hussein tried to ease the pressure on him of the sanctions the world were putting on him, and they said, look, your sanctions are causing our children to go hungry. And the world said, okay, we'll lift the sanctions that you can sell a certain amount of oil, but the money has to be spent on food for the children. The money ended up in bank accounts in South Korea, the checks written to Maurice Strong and Kofi Annan. And
wow.
That's why he fled to China and died in China, because otherwise they would have put him in American jail. And these are the people that are associated with the whole creation of global warming as an environmental crisis. It's just absolutely frightening.
And by the way, these are the same people pushing basically Medicare for all. Now, I worked in Canada as well as the States. I went to medical school at Dalhousie, University of Calgary, University of British Columbia. Then I went to Medical College of Georgia and University of Colorado. And I can tell you, the Canadian healthcare system provides what I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light. But if you have something serious, you're often either die, or if you're a certain age, they're not going to take care of you. So,
Bill,
same people are pushing socialized medicine, which is very inadequate. Are nuts, and the same maniacs are pushing environmental green agendas.
Let me give you two recent examples of my own personal experience.
Right.
2 days ago, I had an electrocardiogram. You know what that is, for heart,
right.
checking the heart and so on.
Right.
And they told me, first of all, I had to be there an hour before the actual time.
Right.
And then they told me if I didn't make that appointment, I would not be able to get rescheduled for another year.
Whoa.
That's how long I would have to wait to get another echocardiogram. And that's the level of medicine in Canada. The other thing is that I had a serious health issue at night. My wife was a nurse, knew that I was in congestive heart failure.
Right.
The ambulance came. The two young men said, he's got the flu. We're going to leave him here. And 3 hours later, my wife phoned, and we got two older ambulance drivers, and I was in the hospital immediately. But I saw 11 doctors. They x-rayed me, ultrasounded me. I had 2 liters of fluid on my lungs. Not one of them caught it.
Hmm.
Not one of them caught
You're
it.
Kidding.
In
You're
fact,
kidding.
The first doctor treated me for post-nasal drip.
You're kidding.
If you can imagine. And finally, my wife said, we're going to emergency. We waited for 6 hours to see a doctor. And after 6 hours, my wife said, I'm not leaving here until we see a doctor and they diagnose what his problem is. And then they put me on the ward with respiratory problems. And finally, the 12th doctor that came to see me, a cardiologist, as soon as he looked at me and checked my pulse in my neck, he said, I want this man on the cardiac ward within minutes. And I got a private room. But that's a measure of how bad this health system is in Canada.
Right. And by the way, if you're a certain age, they have what's called, they have the rotating even monitors. They don't, if they have 5 monitors and the 6th person is 2 years older than the others, they don't get the care even if they were otherwise healthy beforehand. Now,
yep.
They also don't want in functional medicine or telemedicine. For example, and by the way, this is something I can help you with heart failure because I'm an expert at it. I can tell you what's good that not only are some of the drugs, the best drug out there for heart failure is Entresto, but the survival rate with CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is 4 times better. So you can use Entresto and CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. You can use other things, and I'm an expert at this to know what tests to do. Here in America, with private insurance, you can get this done the next day or a couple hours. In Canada, it's a freaking mess, and they don't want doctors like me in Canada. I mean, if I was doing what I do now in telemedicine, and when I do more telemedicine than I do radio. And when I do a telemedicine, I do a video, and I look at the lab results, x-rays, citric shear file, MRI scan, cardiac analysis of lipid electrophoresis of lipids, lipid viscosity analysis through Tutwiller, Washington. I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard because I work with a Harvard cardiologist in the late 90s and early 2000s. But even here in America, they want to persecute you, but it's nowhere near as bad as socialist countries like Britain or Canada.
Yeah.
That's why they wouldn't leave their child to go to Italy to get alternative care. And they let the kid die and had armed guards at the hospital so he couldn't have a helicopter on the roof take the child to Italy. It's disgusting.
Well, in British Columbia here, there's over 70,000 people with no family doctor. And what happens is if you have a family doctor and you leave that family doctor, you won't get another doctor. Because what they argue is that people, they're just shopping around. Well, what's wrong with that? But you're not allowed to do that. So if you have a doctor, you don't like them, they're no good, and I had that situation, you got no choice. You cannot leave that doctor because you'll immediately be without a general practitioner.
It is. And people, they want to bring this, like, occasional cortex, we call her, and Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
I call him Sander Claus because he's like Santa Claus. Look, socialized medicine doesn't work. It also doesn't integrate functional medicine. For example, when I do a telemedicine consult, I can actually connect with somebody in Tehran. I have a guy who had a stroke there. We have him in hyperbarics now. We're doing blood tests through Tutwiller, Washington to look at blood viscosity and cardiac markers so I can send test kits anywhere in the world. I can connect and talk to you on the phone while I'm videotaping your lab results, looking at MRI and CT scan lab work, and you get the video after by Dropbox. You can have it within minutes after we finish, and you don't need to travel, and I can send the test kits to you anywhere on the planet. So what do you think people think with people like me? You know what? We're breaking the model. We're also using science to find out what's wrong. And the same with climate stuff. These enviromaniacs want to get control of the world finances. They're also, I found out there's this, and you need to know about this, I don't know if you already do, but I tracked down an accountant in Arizona 2 years ago that found out that the Chinese working with the United Nations were commoditizing everything on Earth, including, you know, land and taxes. We're getting some thunderstorms here, land and taxes to corn. And the only people we wouldn't allow to buy into this commoditization scheme were Americans, because what they want to do is they want to commoditize everything and have the enviromaniacs control the sale of everything, and they want to rewild the world. They want to get rid of rural communities and coastal communities, and they want the rest of us in compact super cities with virtual walls like chained animals in a cyber cage. People say, oh, no, they don't want to do that. Yes, they do.
But here's the thing, that's one of the issues with the NAFTA agreement, was it was all about the commodities and the control of them. And one of the things I tried to do when I was living in Manitoba was, look, why don't we offset the cheap labor in Mexico with the cheap electricity that we've got and attract industry that way? And the government were all on board with that. But then the minute we sign NAFTA, say, oh, no, sorry, if you sell it... electricity to your people at a lower rate, you must sell it to America and to Mexico at the same rate. So we immediately lost control with the NAFTA. And the same thing, if you look
did that happen, by the way, with the UMC treaty with Trump that recently passed?
Yep.
That
got taken out of it, but it hasn't been approved yet. The New Deal is a much better deal, but if you look at why Trump got out of the TPP, 25% of it was devoted to commodities, intellectual property, and all the rest of it. It effectively gave total control to the people in China who didn't obey any laws and stole whatever they wanted.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, a very obscene situation, isn't it?
Oh, frightening.
And,
we've got to get rid of privacy and secrecy.
Right. So what I noticed when I worked taking care of employees, they would literally come to me and spend half the time in a medical visit when I was in Colorado Springs, wanting to know what their buddies were doing on a different colored line to a different lockdown facility, working at Space Command or some other classified facility. They go to a building in Littleton, get in a fancy elevator, and go down half a mile to an underground facility in lockdown 28 days. People don't know this. This is like Star Trek stuff. When I went to Schriever Air Force Base, the guy that was our guide said, well, when he went through the laser retinal scanner to make sure we were okay, we didn't have to go through it. We went into the elevator. We had to hold the side handles of the elevator because the elevator was padded because it's going to drop so fast your feet are going to come off the floor. We fell 2 miles into the underground city. When I came out, we were there into a 440-seat digital theater is one of the things in the city. You wouldn't believe all the stuff I've seen firsthand. But I'm going to tell you, this is not sci-fi. These maniacs want to cull the human race 90 to 95%. They want to rewild the West and everything else. They are so evil and so nuts. And the climatologists are they're liars. These freaking...
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We're back, and there's some topics we talked about on the break, Dr. Tim. I think you need to expand upon, and please continue.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I got involved with was a senator, and one of the things that happens is that very few scientists have actually gone and read what the IPCC reports say, and when they do, they can't believe how bad the science is. And so I get contacted by people who are saying, I can't believe what I'm reading. Is this true? And it happened in Calgary, for example, and I went there and helped them set up a group called Friends of Science, and people can look at that, their website, and they're doing good work. But the difficulty is they said, well, we don't want to be involved in the politics because we're scientists. And that's the challenge, is the gap between the two. And then about 7 or 8 years ago, I was contacted by an Australian by the name of Malcolm Roberts, and he's a retired engineer, and he went through the same thing. Well, Malcolm realized that the only way, and I told him, the only way that you can challenge what these people are doing is no citizen is allowed to confront a bureaucrat face on. You have to go through a politician, and that's how they control it. And so what Malcolm did was we set up a group called Galileo Movement and kept saying, we want empirical evidence. Don't give us your computer model rubbish. Give us empirical evidence of global warming by humans. And of course they couldn't do it. Well, Malcolm then ran for the Australian Senate and became a senator, and people can Google Malcolm Roberts. His maiden speech in the Australian Senate is all about what's wrong with the climate science and the demand for empirical evidence. And then he flew me down with a guy by the name of Tony Heller. Now, they can Google Tony Heller's website, because Tony has shown how they've adjusted all of the temperature record to make the older temperatures appear colder than they actually were, which, of course, then increases the slope of warming. So they've literally cooked all of the data, and people say, oh, well, they have to make adjustments because of their instrument error and so on. But that, if that was true, some of the adjustments would go the other way, but they don't. Every single one of them increases the slope of the temperature curve. So Tony and I went down with Malcolm. We appeared before the Australian Senate, and Malcolm then went on to confront the bureaucrats at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology, and of course all they spouted was the IPCC stuff. They didn't know what the heck they were doing. And then after that, we were invited by Myron Ebell, Now, Myron was the person appointed by the Trump group to investigate what changes needed to be made at EPA, and including in that, of course, was the climate issue. Myron was the head of the Competitive Enterprise Institute and had been studying this stuff for 20 years or more, and so he knew exactly what the problems were and what the legislation and so on. And so we went to Washington, we appeared on the Hill, the three of us, and then we appeared before the group that Myron was in control of called Cooler Heads. And their job was, and our job was, to advise Trump about climate policy. The one thing we said to him, or the advice was, don't try to argue that the science is wrong. Yes, the science is wrong, but first of all, most of the public won't understand it. At least 85% of the public won't understand. And secondly, the minute you get questioned by the media, you'll get tripped up so fast it'll make you look stupid. So what we said was, you've got to get out of the Paris Climate Agreement because it fits your whole thing. It's a bad deal. Well, of course, he looked at the deal where it punished developed nations and transferred money from those developed nations in a great socialist transfer of wealth, blah, blah, blah. So he got out of the Paris Climate Agreement, but when we first advised him to get out of the Paris Climate Agreement, the word came back, his daughter, Ivanka, wanted him to sign the Paris Climate Agreement.
Right.
So we went right back to him and said, show Ivanka what the plan is, what the Paris Agreement is. And of course, she is a good businesswoman, immediately said, no, get out of it. And that's what he did. Now, we then, Scott Pruitt, got appointed, and he chopped 40% of the research funding to climate change. He changed a lot of the regulations, particularly with regard to water and the use of that and so on. But he pushed so hard and so fast that the bureaucrats said, we've got to get rid of him, and they started leaking stories about him buying furniture and all of the stories against Scott Pruitt. But by the time they got to him, he had done the major things he needed to do, and he said, okay, I'll step aside. Fortunately, the guy that replaced him, who had been a lobbyist for the coal companies, knew more about the deception. I think his name's I won't give his name because I'll get it wrong, but anyway, he's now heading the EPA and dealing with these issues. So Trump is on the right track, and this is the difficulty. How does Trump deal with the science of it? I mean, look at the interview he did on Dateline. And okay, the first thing she did was set him up with a false premise that, oh, the glaciers in Greenland are melting and the ice sea level's rising.
Right.
And then she went on from there. But that's how they operate. But Trump handled that reasonably well. But I think Trump is doing as good a job as he could possibly do.
Oh, absolutely.
As somebody that is not familiar
I'm glad
with
that you. So you did have a way of interacting with Trump and his team to get him on
yep.
track on this. That's really important.
Yep.
Well, I'm definitely going to have you on at least once a month, and I think if there's an updated circumstance like the lawsuits or anything else, just contact me, and we'll get you into the show, or we'll do a live video podcast and go to YouTube, because this is important. These maniacs in the Democratic Party all are so far left now with infanticide and enviromaniacs, and they talk about a green agenda and their contract, and there's all of the top candidates, including Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders Claus and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, these people are evil maniacs. They really are. There's no other word for it. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's all about fear and control, and the fear is the sky is falling, and you need your government to save you from it. And, of course, that's what Strong was doing at the UN. And he needed an issue that was global in its impact. And, of course, global warming fit that perfectly because he had to overcome nationalism. He knew what he argued was no one nation can deal with this, therefore you need a world government to deal with it. And, oh, by the way, to pay for the world government, we'll introduce a carbon tax through the International Monetary Fund. That's exactly what is going on.
Well, and this was going on with the Yellow Jacket Revolt is in Canada as well as in France. People don't realize it. And then they try to... Yeah, so tell us about that, because what I see happening with Macron, who's another evil bastard, trying to push it, and the French people are starving to death because they're trying to push this green agenda and getting rid of fossil fuels. Are they crazy? Yes. And they're evil? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and by the way, I've studied, people will tolerate incredibly bad government. And the reason they do is because it's on a piece of graffiti that I used to show seniors when I took them to Pompeii in Italy. And the graffiti is 2,000 years old, says, if we get rid of this bunch of scoundrels, we just get another bunch of scoundrels. And
right.
Because of that, at least 30% of the population never vote. The difference with Trump was that 30% went and voted. And
right.
Of course, that blew the minds of the Democrats and the people that they were able to control.
Right.
And so what you're seeing is a true middle class revolution, and the Yellow Jackets are part of that. Now you've got to be careful in France, because of course in France what was genuine. And by the way, I've looked at history. The only time that the people will get rid of a government, that is, have a true revolution, is when the food supply fails.
Like
one
in
of
Venezuela.
The things that Obama
like
did was he said he said that the Egyptian uprising was a democratic uprising. No, it wasn't. It was the price of food was going through the roof. Why was it going through the roof? Because Obama was pushing for corn and ethanol, which was driving the price of corn up, which drove the price of basic foods around the world up, so the poor people couldn't afford it anymore. That's
wow.
What caused it. The French Revolution, the hostility between the aristocrats and the Democrats had always been there, or the bourgeoisie had always been there. But in 1787, the price of bread, because of climate, the price of bread, the harvest failed, price of bread went to 50%. Just one loaf of bread was 50% of a peasant's income. The second year, 1788, the price of bread went to 92% of one loaf for a loaf of bread for the income. So after a harsh winter of 88-89, they stormed the Bastille in June, and that's what triggered the French Revolution.
It would not
have occurred without a failure of the food supply.
That's interesting.
That's the same thing that's happened with Macron in France. The
two
problem
things,
is that very quickly the left wing in France take over the Yellow Jacket and divert it from what it was originally about, and of course that's what's happening around the world. They glob onto these things and see them as vehicles for pushing their socialist agenda.
By the way, two things. Firstly,
Canada,
we're going to keep the lack next five.
Jacket brigade, 1,000 truck drivers drove to Ottawa. That was a genuine middle class revolution.
Right.
The socialists are moving in on it.
Exactly, Dr. Tim. We're going to keep the next 5 minutes. We can't get a hold of Barry, but I want to raise another issue with you that's really important. There's a lot of things that happen with the environment periodically, whether it's hundreds of years. On the West Coast here, we have a tsunami caused by a subduction zone off the British Columbia and northern U.S. states like Washington and Oregon. What happened back before the fall of the collapse of the food was they had a major surge of volcanic activity. Ayacucho, another volcanoes that had a lot of fluoride and other things were toxic to crops. And there was a major drop in the temperature, so they had some really bad winters after the release of these volcanoes. And that, I think, is a climatic thing that happens periodically. And that event, as you said, probably was a driver for the revolution, was the food failure. And there was no... One of the things we've done in America here, and I don't know if they have it in Canada, we don't have any national food storage thing for a major climatic disaster, or even thing like a coronal mass ejection, or something where the ozone layer disappears and the crops fail. We're not ready for that, are we?
No. You mentioned the French Revolution, that the temperature was already going down, but what preceded that was the eruption in Iceland of volcanoes. And Benjamin
right.
Franklin, who was sailing by, he said, that's going to cause harvest failures in Europe, and he was absolutely right. Because, of course, Benjamin Franklin was a very good scientist, a very good objective person, and I think one of the greatest people in history. But yes, the volcanoes... there's about 10,000 of them that are active at any given time on the Earth, and they can put up stuff. For example, the eruption of Tambora in 1815, which blew at the equator in Indonesia and put billions of tons of dust into the stratosphere. It caused a global cooling that ended up in harvest failure around the world, and it caused the year 1816, the year with no summer, where you had snow in July in the Carolinas, in America as an example, and you had mass starvation around the world. It led to the government, for the first time in history, and this is part of the problem, the government in Europe, particularly in Britain, introduced a control on grain prices, and you had the corn laws, which were designed to prevent exploitation of a desperately short bread supply, to be limited so that the price, and that's still the fact, by the way, the price of grain can only go up so much, and then it hits a barrier. It can only go down so much. That's all very nice, but that gives governments controls that they simply are going to abuse, and you know it.
Exactly.
And so,
and
to be prepared, yeah.
And there's no national personal storage, and climate change just happens.
Right.
It's not. We're not in control of it, neither are they, right?
No, and I tried for years to get them to use the permafrost to store.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the...